Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is our first Wellness Wednesday of June, and June, we're going to do this a little different. We are going to have a theme. The whole month of June, we are going to be talking about mental health awareness. So to kick it off, we have my good friend, Mike Frankel, president of Granite House. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what I want you to do is explain a little bit about Granite House, and then I have some questions for you. Okay, so tell us about Granite House.
Sure. So Granite House, basically the technical term of what it is, it's a psychosocial rehab program. Take away the word psycho, you get social. We are the continuation, the rising phoenix of Community Corner Clubhouse that closed in October of 2022.
And that was in the news a lot. There was a lot of things going on with that.
There was
that
a lot of
time,
things
right?
going on.
And because this is an important place, right? That was kind of the deal. We didn't want this to go away. So
right.
You and your group resurrected this and kept it going.
We did. And, you know, basically the program, it's an international model program, and it serves adults 18 and older that are affected with a mental illness. So what a perfect conversation to have being it's mental health awareness. So
right. So every guest that comes on the show, we have a little thing for you. So you all have to answer the same questions. And since you've not been on yet, we're going to start with you. So the first question for you is, when I say wellness, what does that mean to you?
Wow. You know, it's a simple word, but I think there's a lot that's involved around the word wellness. You know, for me, when I hear wellness, I think of a whole thing, like the whole person. So you break it down and wellness has a lot of components. You have your mental health wellness, you have your spiritual wellness, you have your physical wellness, you have your religious wellness, whatever somebody feels they need in their life to feel good or to feel well. And that's kind of where the whole Granite House comes into play. In that part, you know, we help individuals with the social component, which is a big part of wellness, you know, getting out, interacting with people. For people that have anxiety or depression, that could be a barrier. So, you know, to feel well and be able to get out and just kind of feel, I always hate the word normal, but
it's a word we use.
Yeah, it's a word we use. But I'm going to ask you a quick question. What do you think the word normal means?
Well, and that I would say, I will use another word, would be like average, kind of status quo. You're not up, you're not down, you're just kind of right in the middle.
That's what and it's different for everybody, kind of like the word wellness.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody, it's different. But a definition of normal that I like to give out, it's a setting on your washing machine.
Oh, that
you
is.
Know, so all you listeners out there, check out your washing machine and
right.
see normal on
actually,
there.
But maybe mine is mixed loads. But yeah, same concept.
It might be mixed load.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. That's what it's kind of fun with this, because when I ask people that, it's almost the same answer, but it's always a little different. And because that is, again, balance, and we are not just one thing. We are humans and we have many angles and many facets. So that's
right.
Your opinion on that, which is very similar to most. So what do you do for yourself? Now, you put yourself out there a lot to help these other people, but what do you do for Mike? How do you keep Mike well?
Well, work is important to me, family, my relationships. Like hobby type things. I'm an avid motorcyclist, car enthusiast. You know, I like to get out and have I call it wind therapy. So a lot of bikers out there call it wind therapy. You know, sometimes just getting out for a walk. My wife and I have a newer dog that just turned a year. So, you know, animals, we have a dog and 4 cats and 6 chickens. So, you know, taking care of animals is a big responsibility, but also has a lot to do with my wellness because it's something I enjoy doing. You know, yard maintenance, I love bonfires and camping and just being outside. I mean, sometimes just getting out and soaking up the sun for 5 minutes a day. I work all day indoors. So, you know, the winter months can be really tough with darkness, you know, going in the morning at dark and leaving at dark. So just trying to even catch a little bit of that can really help.
Sure. And that's, again, very good to stay active. activities and being out in society is another reoccurring theme. And just taking care of your own self and detuning for a little bit, right?
Getting shut right. Out and that's a big part of, I mean, I've been in the mental health field for over 35 years. One thing I think care providers forget to do is take care of themselves because we're so focused on everybody else. We want to see everybody else succeed or whatever they want or need to do in life. And then we sort of set ourselves apart, you know, or aside, and we forget about that, what it's like to be well. So that's highly encouraged, you know, in this world, like you really got to take care of yourself, no matter what that is, something small, you know, go get an ice cream, you know,
go for a walk around the block,
you know, it can be something really, really little. I love music. So sometimes I'll get lost and put on headphones and just crank, you know. Back in the day, I'm an 80s guy. I love Iron Maiden. So like, you know, throw an Iron Maiden or something and just get lost in the music is what I love to do too.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great place to stop. We're going to take our break really quick and hear our message from the Girl Scouts. And then we'll come back and we're going to hit that third question on how you help others with their wellness. So stay tuned. Hang out, everybody. We will be right back after this break. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us and sticking here. We are talking with Mike Frankel, president of Granite House, and we're talking mental health this month. So all this month, we're going to focus on mental health. And Mike, you have been very involved with mental health for, I think you just said, 35 years?
Correct. Yeah, about 35-plus-ish years.
Okay, so for our third question is, what do you do to help others with their wellness? So tell us what you do and why you do it.
Well, two different things I do. You know, we talked a little bit about Granite House. I'll get back to that in a second. But like my regular job, I work for Colby & Colby, and I'm the employment specialist. So I help collaborate with local employment organizations in town and help disabled adults, 18 and older, that have barriers to employment gain gainful employment at Colby. The other big thing is Granite House, which was reborn after the closure of Community Corner Clubhouse back in October of 2022. So, you know, Granite House, as I had said earlier, is a program that works with adults 18 and older that are affected by a mental illness and or a substance use disorder. They call co-occurring disorder. And we just provide a safe environment for them to come and work on daily life skills. You know, a place to belong, a place to do meaningful work, engage with other people that have had similar things go on in their life, you know, and it's and kind of just an escape for them.
And I think one of the things that I learned during COVID with the shutdown and everything is really easy to isolate. But coming back is not so easy. So these people daily, like they don't have a thing, right? There's no big virus or pandemic that happened. This is just their daily lives where they can isolate themselves, right? And that's big problems for some people.
It is. I mean, put yourselves, try to walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you know, that deals with anxiety, depression. You know, we can get into the big mental health words of schizophrenia and bipolar. But I always ask people, like, you know, even right now, me talking to you on the radio, you know, we're on the radio talking to thousands or tens of thousands of listeners. I get anxiety sometimes about it. And my anxiety is not the living with it that members that I work with every day. I mean, it's one thing to like get a kind of a little bit of an anxiety attack if you got to talk in front of people, but try living with that every day. And now you got to walk out of your house or your apartment. You got to go to the grocery store. You might have to get on the bus. You know, you have to deal with people and, you know, and just how our society is today. And that can be very complicated.
And it's all relative to our experience in our area, right? Because getting on a bus, not a lot of people experience that maybe. Bigger cities, more people ride public transportation and do those things.
Right.
I feel like we take for granted so much of that stuff around here because we are a smaller town and we only see a handful of people that are struggling with this. And I think it's easy for people to just kind of blow it off and not really help. But you guys have stepped up and made this place.
Right.
So when people are having issues, or maybe it's a new thing, maybe it's an old thing, can anybody come to Granite House?
It's a great question. So Granite House, again, we serve 18 and older. We do have a referral type process. So anybody that has a mental health diagnosis is welcome to come, but they do have to go through like a tour application and set up an orientation with my manager, Amy, and another member to come and just kind of get a feel for what Clubhouse is really like and if it's a fit for them in their recovery journey. it's not a fit for everybody, you know, but it is something that was missing. And we like try to fill the gap, you know, of somebody that maybe they have a long way to get into a therapist or a counselor or a doctor appointment. And this gives them a place to go, you know, and we're open 3 days a week right now. So that's 3 days a week that they can come between 9 and 3 o'clock and they can spend the whole day there. You know, that's really unique in mental health because we don't have any contracts, agreements, we're free.
And on that free portion, because we're about done with our on-air portion, but I want you to put out there that we are fundraising, right? You are constantly fundraising.
We are fundraising. Granite House needs sustainability. We are, you know, a nonprofit organization. We're not part of an auspice agency. So we have a big event coming up in October, October 5th. Keep that on your calendar. We're doing Rock Out for Granite House. So we're doing a couple big bands. I'm going to keep that on the down low right now. I can mention one. Rising Phoenix is going to be our opener. Thank you, Rising Phoenix. It's going to be at Memories Ballroom. We'll have basket raffles. So we're looking for donations, basket raffle donations. You know, people can donate money, whatever they want. But ideally, you know, Granite House won't be able to survive without our community support, foundations, grants. But this fundraiser is going to be the big thing coming up.
How do people get a hold of you to either donate or help out with this fundraiser, volunteer, or?
So we have a website. It's granitehouse.org. And there is a way to donate directly from there. They can also email me or my manager. It'd be mike.frankel@granitehouse.org or amy.fromm@granitehouse.org and can go that way. And our emails are on our website as well.
Okay. And that will be linked on ours as well. So when the podcast goes up, the link will be on there. So anybody listening to this on the podcast, on the website, that link is on there. So you can get that email immediately. So we are going to be done for today, but we are going to keep talking to Mike for the podcast. And you guys come in, listen to the rest of this because there's going to be a lot more details on what Granite House is doing in the future. And we will talk to Mike again when that gets closer to October. But thank you so much, Mike Frankel, President, Granite House, for joining us today talking about mental health awareness. And next week, we are going to have Missy from the Girl Scouts. She'll be here to talk about how the Girl Scouts are promoting mental health and how their programs are designed to help. So make sure you guys tune in for that one. Thank you so much for listening today, and we will talk to you guys next week. Okay, just before the break here, before we ended, we were talking about Granite House and how it's kind of changed a little bit, right? It was something else. Now you guys have resurrected it. What is the future for Granite House, and what do you guys envision? You know, what is the goal for Granite House?
So ultimately, the goal of Granite House would be to become a fully operating clubhouse model program. So when Community Corner Clubhouse closed, that was open, you know, parallel typical business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. At one time, we had as many as 5 staff, and we had lots of members that came that had lots of needs. So right now, Granite House is only open 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 3, and with one staff, an operations manager. It's a lot for one person. So ultimately, we would like to grow and continue to get our name out there that we're back. We're doing the same thing Community Corner Clubhouse did, just with a different name. We're trying to follow the 37 standards of Clubhouse International and what a clubhouse does and how it functions and all of those things surrounding that.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Like, what is a clubhouse? What does that mean? You don't have to do the 37 things, but, you know, nutshell it for us.
So a nutshell. So the clubhouse model was created way back in 1948, started with one person. His name was Michael. He got tired of the revolving door syndrome, you know, ending up in the hospital back on the streets. So he started gathering other individuals, and this is in New York City, and they started meeting on the steps of the library. And eventually they formed a group called WANA, which stood for We Are Not Alone. And from that, you know, the community started recognizing people meeting on the steps of the library, and eventually some donors in the area donated some large funds for them to get a building. And they formed board and they, you know, everything that was associated with that. And kind of that's when the clubhouse model was born. So in combination of doctors, therapists, and members, which we call all the people that attend members, they're not patients, clients. We're trying to get away from the stigma around mental health. Mm-hmm. So they formed these 37 standards, which kind of outline, how does somebody become a member? What do we do there during the day? What is our work order day like? How do we build relationships? How do we fund and govern the organization. So that's what we're ultimately working on right now. And also employment is a big part of the clubhouse model, helping our members gain and sustain gainful employment, you know, because employment is what identifies us. And we work with individuals, our members that want to work, you know, like you and me.
Yeah. So it's not a medical facility. They're not coming in to see a doctor or a counselor. It's just a place where they can come and be safe and be themselves.
Correct.
Be accepted, hang out with some other people, just not be alone.
Exactly. Acceptance is a big, big word. You know, again, put yourself in somebody that has a mental illness or a serious persistent mental illness that maybe made some bad choices in their life and ended up in some trouble. And I'm a huge TV fanatic when it comes to like CSI shows and things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they typically portray the person, well, they're the, I'll just say the quote unquote crazy person. But, you know, those are people that are having their worst day ever. So put somebody in their worst day ever and they want to get back and start carving their journey again. So, you know, Granite House can be a place for them to come and sort of feel accepted again, be around other individuals that maybe have had similar situations in their life. And they can regain self-worth, confidence, self-esteem with the hope that, you know, they'll further their journey and their recovery and, you know, get back into independent living, maybe get a job, all the things that you had kind of said earlier that we take for granted, you know.
And you said that there's an application process, so not just not anybody. So I'm guessing, I'm going to tell me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
But if somebody were to apply or show up that maybe has some, I'm going to say severe, like maybe very high medical needs that maybe couldn't be in that society, in the clubhouse space, then you could refer them to others. Like not everybody is guaranteed in, right? Because it wants to be a safe space.
Right. And there's kind of a gray area with that, I guess, you know, we'll accept anybody. And it's part of the clubhouse standards that clubhouse is open to anyone that has a history or a current mental health diagnosis. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what their past is like, but you're right. You know, we need to provide a safe place for people. They need to be treated with dignity and respect. Somebody with high level of medical needs, you could look at Granite House as a big resource center. You know, we collaborate and partner with a lot of local organizations like the Community Partners Campus, the Neighbors Place, the Women's Community, the Salvation Army, the Warming Center, Catholic Charities, you know, so if there's something out of our scope that Granite House can't help with, we can be that resource to provide direction for that person to get the help that they need.
Right. And that was another one of the reasons why I wanted to focus on just mental health for this month, because I think we don't realize how many opportunities, how many places we have in Wausau. Like we have a lot, right?
There's
like
a
you
lot.
Just named really quickly a whole bunch that like I've right. I've heard of all those things and I, you know, they're familiar, but there's going to be more that, you know, we aren't aware of, but you guys are friends. You're all friends, right? You all collaborate and you know who to call if somebody gets right. a hold of you guys at Granite House and it's maybe something that you're not equipped to deal with, you know who is.
Right. The Community Partners Campus, when that opened, it's kind of a one-stop shop, which is amazing.
It's really neat in there.
It's beautiful in there. You know, so somebody can go there and get a lot of needs met by just going to one location, where before it was scattered throughout the Wausau area. And again, put yourself on a bus, you know, mm-hmm. and you got to travel around and it's winter and it's 20 below and you're homeless.
Yeah.
You know, now what do you do? You know, so it's really a great facility with the resources they have in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have all kinds of stuff available in there. We don't have, that's a whole nother, I got to get her in here and talk about that.
Right.
Hey, Donna, are you listening? We need
right.
to talk. But yeah, we have a lot of really good resources and it's important that we tell people about it. So I believe everybody that we know, somebody is struggling with some kind of mental illness, diagnosed or not.
Right.
And if it's not, they need to get somewhere and they need to know where to start. So right. Granite House is a good place to start. And if you can't help them, you'll get them to where they need
we'll
to be.
Get them. You know, statistically, the numbers are, you know, 1 in 4, which I haven't looked up lately if that's still true or not. It might even be 1 in 3 now. But, you know, with COVID, with, you know, our military and things going on in our world, and, you know, we have soldiers coming back with PTSD and different things. So I would gather it's probably higher than, you know, statistically what the number was, the 1 in 4. So put yourself in a room of 4 people. One of us, there's only 3 of us in this room right now, but, you know, if we had 4 in here, one of us is affected in some way
right.
by it or has it, you know, and it's not the big scary words of, again, of schizophrenia or bipolar, but just the anxiety, depression, things like that, that a lot of us deal with in some way every day. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're living with it, it's a lot, it's different.
Yeah. And you don't realize it till you're there. And then the last thing you want to do is talk to somebody about it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be like, hey, let's talk how miserable I am. You know, right. You want to put up that persona and keep everybody away. You don't have to do that anymore. We have a lot of places, a lot of people to talk to. So,
yeah, I mean, the WASA community is such a wonderful community. There's so many resources, so many community supports. You know, a lot of what I just mentioned with the organizations that are there to help people, but I mean, our foundations and our grants, and, you know, there's a lot of money in the WASA community and so giving. You know, people are really willing to give in our community, which is amazing. Like, you know, we're a big community, but we're not like a massive giant.
Right. We're not New York or even Chicago. Right. We're
right.
WASA.
Yeah.
We're the biggest thing, you know, before Minocqua. But
since sliced bread.
That's you know, right. Like. But we have a decent amount of population. We're close to a lot of things. So we get a lot of people from everywhere. And this is a good community. I've heard that from some other guests, too, that have come from different countries and have said how WASA was very welcoming. And that's great. I guess I'd never really appreciated that until very recently talking to some of these people. But that's why I wanted to bring some more awareness. And I want you to, before we leave, just tell us one more time where Granite House is, what it is, and how to get a hold of you.
Sure. So Granite House is on the west side of town. We're in a residential space in a building. So, and that's where we should be. You know, we should be integrated into the community. It's 820 South 8th Avenue. If you want to learn more about Granite House, we have a website. It's granitehouse.org. And you can email either myself or I think my operations manager is actually the one that's on the website right now. You can email her directly. And our phone number is on there as well. So you can, you know, give us a call. We're more than open for community tours, you know, so just the general population that wants to just see what it is. We allow the West Side Thomas Street Neighborhood Watch Group to come and hold their meetings at our building.
That's a very cool idea.
So, you know, we collaborated with them and went to one of their meetings. Now they hold it at our space. So that's a great way for us to connect with our community, you know, in our neighborhood. To show that we're open arms, you know, come on and check us out.
Yeah.
We're not scary.
That's right. No, that's awesome.
And you don't know what it is, you know. It's a program that serves adults that are affected by a mental illness, mm-hmm. you know. And don't let the word mental illness scare you, you know. There are people just like you and me that want to live, like we talked earlier in the beginning of this whole thing, for better word, a quote-unquote normal life, whatever that is.
Yeah. The stigma you hear mental illness or you even think it or you imagine maybe you could have it and you just, nobody likes it. Nobody wants to deal with it. It's negative.
Right.
Let's stop making it so negative. It is a thing. It happens. Let's figure out how to make the best of it. Right. Cool. All right. Well, Mike Frankel, President, Granite House. Make sure you guys check out the site. Get on the website. Get in there and get a tour. I want to have a tour. Can we set that up?
Yeah, absolutely. You should come and see it. The whole community should come and see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll talk about this more. Thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us. Mental Health Awareness Month, June. Actually, it was kind of May, but we're going to make it be all summer around here. I don't know. We're going to talk about this till we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Right. So we need to keep talking about it. So thank you so much for having me on your podcast or show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mike. And we will probably have you back again. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And again, remember, check out the link that is associated to this podcast. You should have saw it on your way in. So check it out. Get over to Granite House and take a little tour and get involved. Get involved with the community. Thanks, everybody. And we will talk to you next week.